Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Minas.
Good morning, everybody, here on a beautiful Saturday in Western New York. We welcome you in live, Tee to Green, on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Happy Father's Day weekend, everybody. We're with you for 2 hours. It's a major this week on the PGA Tour, the U.S. Open at Pinehurst. So 7 to 9, you're with us here this morning as we are live at one of our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club here in North Tonawanda. We're outside on the patio area as it is a busy day here. Member, we'll talk with Dylan Hayes, the head golf professional, in just a few moments here on what's happening here at Pendleton Creek. Get his thoughts coming up on the U.S. Open. Jeff, we've been seeing some nasty greens at Pinehurst this week.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun to watch. I mean, I enjoy the challenge. I love watching these guys have to grind it out and, you know, watching Rory putt off the green and then chip in. So we're going to talk about putting on fast greens a little bit today.
Looking forward to that. Happy Father's Day weekend, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
to
it's
you.
The best weekend of the year. Yeah, it's the best thing I ever did.
Yes, I agree. Kevin, same to you. Happy Father's Day weekend. We've got a giveaway for maybe a lucky dad today.
We did, yeah. Happy Father's Day to you fellas, and it's awesome being a dad, and we want to reward dads, or hey, you know what, if a mom wins it, so be it.
We're getting moms do some work once in a while, yes, too, I found out.
Well, yeah. I'm going to say this, mom makes this dad's life pretty easy.
Yeah, your life's pretty easy, yes.
But yeah, we're giving away, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, we had the entries over here the last 3 weeks, where you scan the QR code at your favorite watering hole, 19th hole. There were 72 locations across Western New York, so if you scanned and put that in there, we are drawing the winner at 8:30 this morning. It's a driver fitting We're going to send you over to Woods to Wedges in the Whirly Golf Dome there. You're going to be fit for whatever driver, you know, we'll nudge you to Callaway because, you know, they're a great partner of ours. But, no, you're going to get fit, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, for a brand-new driver.
Excellent. So that'll be coming up 8:30. I hope you got in on that, including, I know, as you said, lots of locations around Western New York we could have scanned, that, including in here. I know we have it inside the clubhouse at Pendleton Creek. We got news coming up here.
If you go to run and do it now, though, you're out.
That's right, because you've already got yesterday. The names all ready to go set, for our drawings. So it is too late. You're
so
right.
So if your member's coming for the tournament here today, you can't run in and scan. I'm sorry.
That's right. It's been up there for weeks. No excuse at this point. That's right. All right. We're going to get a check of the U.S. Open leaderboard. Ludvig Åberg is your leader right now. 500 par. He'll be in the last group today with Bryson, which should be a juicy pairing.
Åberg and Bryson. He's changed his name like several times, Åberg, by the way. It was Åberg, Åberg. It's Åberg is the Swedish pronunciation.
Yes.
Actually, it's Åberg is how they pronounce it.
Sounds Åberg. Italian.
But we've gone Åberg, okay?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's a fascinating group. And, boy, what a turn for Bryson DeChambeau, right? I mean, this guy was a heel, several years ago, and now he's become a fan favorite. He said he's matured a little bit. He lost his father a year ago, unfortunately, and so this has got to be a tough weekend for him, I'm sure. But that's given him new perspective on life.
I feel like he's one of the few live guys that have performed well this year in the majors as they've come over and stuff like that. And he's playing good again. He was a kind of a dark horse this week. It's going to be fun to watch. The guy is always entertaining.
Yep, I agree. All right, let's bring in from Pendleton Creek here, the head golf professional, Dylan Hayes. Dylan, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for setting us up here today. A busy day for you. Member going to start at 9 o'clock. And I know I got here a little after 6 in the morning, and you guys had the carts and everything already. So you've got your crew going here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a great great staff over here at Pendleton Creek. And the member is one of our anticipated events throughout the year and a good time to get together with some members, and we got a great breakfast buffet that we're putting out there at 8 a.m. for these guys and ladies. We do a men's and ladies, so it's a big celebration today to be a member at Pendleton Creek, and we're starting off at 9 a.m. with a little two-person shamble, 80% handicap shamble, so it's going to be a fun day here with a great lunch following the round.
Real quick, will that buffet be open after the show?
I knew that.
I think we might be able to pull a little bacon and sausage for the crew. I think we could pull that off.
I figured that's why Brian picked the week to be here. He's like, you know what? They're going to have a breakfast buffet. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. We can make
strategic
that
on the scheduling.
Why don't you
show?
Explain to some folks maybe have never played in a shamble. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, so a shamble well, real quick, we always try to keep events new and fresh, and a lot of times you see your typical two-man best ball, and a lot of times our funner events are scramble events, but sometimes it's fun to, you know, switch up the format, so we always try to keep it new and fresh. So shamble is both partners hit the ball, hit the tee shot, and you go to that best shot, and then you play your own ball from there. So both people go to the best shot. So if one person sprays a drive and the other person, you know, pounds it down the middle 300 yards, you both go to that shot, and you can play your own ball from there. And it makes it a little more fun. And
helps pace of play, too.
It does.
Yes, it definitely
does.
His eyes lit up.
We'll take that.
Today's the day, though, that you get the answer about just, you know, when you think, if I could just put the ball in the fairway, or if I could just be good off the tee.
Yeah.
Well, today's your day to kind of see what you really would shoot, because you're going to get likely a decent drive to come off of for your second shot.
Absolutely. Yeah, scores will be low, because you're a high handicapper playing from the middle of a fairway from 150. That's a nice advantage if you're paired with a good player. But these are fun days as a PGA professional when you've got your clubs active and it's a big weekend and the carts are out early and the golf course looks great. Getting ready for the scoring, getting ready to see all your members.
It's a big day to see, you know, the place flourishing like it is. There's just events, and I couldn't be prouder to be, you know, at Pendleton Creek with the ownership and stuff. So
You do a good job too.
I'll take that credit. I appreciate that.
One of the things, Dylan, I know you do a great job with is work with juniors here. The junior program is thriving. My son's involved. Jack just loves being with you and with Don and the crew here. I know junior golf camp is going to start up here. The first Wednesday in July, right?
First week of July on Wednesdays.
Is that open?
Yeah.
And that is open to the public.
It is open to the public. Usually we open it up to membership first, but we've gotten past that point and we are allowing public. So if you have any, you know, kids looking to join and get involved with, we have a Golf 101 program, which is for more of an instructional, more of your fundamentals of the game. Really, really good program that we put on, and we bring them out to the range and actually get them out on the course too.
That's important. That's super important with kids. Yep.
Yeah, getting them on the course, and that, like Jeff said, it's important to get out on the golf course and you know, be out there with friends and hit good shots and just feel what golf is actually about. You know, hitting shots on the range is fun, but once you get out there and get out there to play, that's where you can really fall in love with the game. And these kids do. You know, when they get away from mom and dad for a little bit, and they're like, "Oh, I'm on the golf course with my buddies from school and can mess around a little bit and, you know, have fun, but also keep it classy and make sure you're learning the golf etiquette and the rules of the game." It's just a great program that we have here at Pendleton.
There is a clip from newly inducted World Golf Hall of Famer Padraic Harrington. World Golf Hall of Fame debuted its new headquarters this past week at Pinehurst, and Padraic Harrington, part of the class, going in. And it's like a three-minute clip, so Google it after the show, folks. But Google it. It's about getting your kids in golf, and Harrington just talks about, you know, just bring him. I don't want to insult him by trying some stupid Irish accent, but anyways, Harrington's got a distinctive voice the way he says it, and I think it helps. His accent helps send this point home. But yeah, he's saying, you know, take him out there, let him hit shots, have some fun. Don't make it too long. Don't make him practice it, and then go in and grab a Coke and sit down with your kid and just have a great time.
Yep. And that's been my advice, right? As you guys know, for years and years, I always was an advocate of take the kids on the course, because they'll run, they'll have fun. First of all, you're making it fun. And B, you kind of want to, you don't want them to the point where they're tired. You want to have it, they're still totally engaged, still totally having fun. Then you pull them off, and then you do something else fun, and then they're going to want to come back again and again and again and again. Yeah,
exactly.
Then they'll get the bug. And with your junior program, then you teach them some fundamentals, like how to hold the club properly, how to pivot properly, hit the ball, then the turf, the tee, all the different things you need to know, and then they're comfortable on the golf course, and it's just great. Yep. Now you got a lifetime golfer.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been, I've volunteered to help Dylan and Don with the camp over the last handful of years, and, you know, we had, over 100 kids last year. Yeah. It's really cool to see kids from all over the community come in, and you mentioned the 101 division, and then I know even if you're not at the beginner level, too, I know there's a different division for that.
Yeah, so the players division is our nine-hole division that we, it's a little bit of a higher skill, you know, your son plays in there. But yeah, we get out there and they play nine holes every single week. We also instruct them before they go out there, but
what a benefit that is, by the way. Get to actually get on the course and play.
Get out there every single week, and I always tell our members here and our juniors, the more you get out there, the more you play. You might not even realize it, but you're getting so much better. You're gaining experience on the course. You're learning how to manage different shots on the course. And what we do so good here at this club, and I'd like to thank the owners for that, but we allow junior access to the course. Every Wednesday we have practices for our PGA Junior League, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But every Wednesday we have a great group of kids that come out here, and they look forward to that every week, to spending time with their friends out on the course and having that little bit of freedom out on the golf course to just enjoy yourself and really, really cherish what golf is about. So
yeah, and golf we know is growing with juniors in Western New York. That's something we talk about every week, Kevin, including I know this week. Your son, my son, they're going head to head.
Oh yeah,
guys, you guys are still cordial.
But I know.
For now.
Yes, correct. A rotation, I know, with a whole bunch of different other clubs because Dylan, I guess I'll let you speak first on this. The PGA Junior League, which is something we spoke about quite a bit, was, you know, thriving for the 13U division, but now we're getting some of the older kids involved. The 17U division, both of our boys just kind of moved from that 13U up. So they're on the young end now, but the 17U division has really grown out here, but elsewhere too. I know Lancaster and other places.
Yeah, absolutely. So the 13U has been very healthy in the area, with a lot of different clubs, a lot of participation. But in the past, the 17U has lacked a little bit. And I tried it a couple years ago, and I was like, maybe you know, if we get a little more participation. And we've really pushed at our Western New York PGA meeting, at our spring meeting. I talked with different pros, and I said, I think this is something we can really push to get some more 17U teams, because I have a great amount of guys, kids that are wanting to play. They want to get involved.
Well, they've been in your program for 3, 4, 5 years,
right?
And now they want to keep doing it because it's so much fun.
Yes.
So
yeah.
They graduate to the next level.
Well,
yeah.
If I can jump in here, yeah. I'll just speak. My son, he's 14. You know, aged out of the junior league thing, and he likes golf, but it's not his main thing, right? He loves playing hockey. He's also doing baseball and, other things. And he's like, well, I like the junior league thing. So when it came about, I'm like, hey, do you want to do this? Yeah, I'll do that, right? So, there are kids who, it's their thing. You know, I think Brian, and fair to say, it's your son's main interest. He loves golf. My son likes golf, which I'm cool with, right? So that's fine. We went out there the other night, played 6 or 7 holes. It was great. Had a great time. So
not to mention, real quick, I heard that he outdrove you a couple times.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something.
I did hear that.
A couple times.
That's not a big deal, actually.
You're probably right. But there was a drive he hit on the 18th hole at Lancaster. He cleared all the water and drove to the base of the hill of the green. I'm like, what did you just do? Hockey player, though. You know, and he swings like John Daly. It's awesome to watch.
He does rip it, yes.
One thing that I know from playing with you, Dylan, you swing hard at the driver. Jeff, I know one thing you tell juniors.
Swing hard,
and don't listen to the cliche advice sometimes from
swing easy, keep your head down. Right. Yeah, that's all garbage. Try to rip it. We can teach you to hit it straight later, but yeah, if you don't learn to create speed at a young age, you never will. I mean, not that you never will, but it's much harder. There's windows for kids. I think it's 9 to 11 where they develop powerful speed and stuff. And then 11 to 13 is another window based on their growth spurts and stuff. But that's when you want kids to, and everybody in sports, and other sports help. Any kind of jumping sport, any kind of explosive sport. Golf's an explosive movement. You want to have the kids have explosive speed. Yep. So if you're taking that away from them when they're learning the game, you're inhibiting their growth as far as how far they can hit it down the line, if that makes sense.
Yep. I think Tiger once said, swing as hard as you can, hit the center of the club face.
Yep.
So
hit it hard in case you hit it.
Yeah. Hit it hard and hit that center of the club face.
It's going to land somewhere.
Yes.
You go hit it again.
Yep.
Good advice. Tee to Green live here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. 2 hours this week because of the U.S. Open. We're with you till 9 o'clock. Thanks for waking up with us here on WGR. Dylan Hayes with us from Pendleton Creek along with Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Midas. Evan DePasquale is our producer back in our Amherst studios. Coming up at 7:50, Simon Bennett going to participate in the Wanaka 100 Holes for Roswell event. That's coming up, so we'll get some information there. 8:05, we're going to go live to Pinehurst. Mark Carnevale, one of Kevin's colleagues from PGA Tour Live, PGA Tour Radio, he's going to come on and let us know. I was listening to him yesterday. He was out doing the coverage, so we'll hear his take live from Pinehurst. But we know this week at the U.S. Open, a venue that maybe a little bit, am I fair to say, a little slightly different in terms of maybe the normal U.S. Open setup?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, we're seeing some really different shots here. We'll talk about putting with Dylan and Jeff here and get our tip in a moment. But that native grass area is something that has been kind of fun for us to watch on TV, Kevin.
Well, it's different there.
It's fun to watch, not fun to hit from.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And, you know, having played there, it is different. You're never really out of it. But you've got to hit some shots, right? You've got to golf the ball, as we've seen from some of those. And you can hit a good shot out of there and down the fairway, and all of a sudden, it's off into the stuff again. But they added so much more of little gorse, wiregrass, all those things to make it even more intriguing. Then you have the greens, right? Now, I think this is a fair criticism of it. Good golf shots should be rewarded, in my opinion, not penalized. And that's happened a few times where some good golf shots have been penalized. And I'm not a fan of that.
That's the randomness of golf sometimes, and it is the U.S. Open, so it's to be expected. The thing I like, though, is when you're in trouble, most of the fronts of the greens are open. so they can bounce the ball roll the ball up. There's no bunkers.
It's designed to play down.
Right. Yes. It's play of the ball more on the ground. It's an old Donald Ross.
Yes.
Yeah. So I enjoy that. But yeah, I think there's also that point where you've got a good shots will get penalized because maybe they have too much spin or you hit it too far left, or a lot of these shots aren't intended to be right next to the pin. You've got to aim.
Well, that's why I said
and have an uphill putt somewhere.
That's why I said golf the ball, right? I mean, so many. I think Sahith Theegawa, I'll use him for example. Terrible first round, right? He came back and is having a nice second round yesterday. He golfs the ball.
He's a player. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a player.
Yeah.
He's not a track man.
Nope.
Swing.
He's not
right?
a machine. Yeah.
Yes. So some of these guys coming out, they're track man players. They play a swing.
Well, let's not denigrate TrackMan.
No,
I know what you mean, though.
I'm not denigrating TrackMan. I guess I'm denigrating that they just
the
focus
roboticness
on that.
Of it. Yes,
they play a swing and not right. you're
not playing the course.
Yeah, Jack Nicklaus said you have to adapt to the golf course. We shouldn't be adapting golf courses to players. Players should be adapting to golf courses. That's what they have to do this week.
Yeah, the best players are the most creative players. For everything Tiger did, he was tremendously creative.
You never say he was the best driver of the golf ball. He hit it far, but he was always offline. He's a great recovery artist.
Right, and like Sahith Theegawa, like he's always hitting shots.
Yes.
And certain players are curving the ball all over the place, and certain guys are just blasting it. They have one shot. But they're very good at it, obviously. But I do like drawing out that creativity. That's one of the things I like. If the ball ever gets turned back a little, there'll be a little more curve on the ball, and then we can see players really working around the golf course a little bit more.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk a little bit about those greens and putting. Let's get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Weekend brought to you by the Western New York PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Dylan, I know you and Don just had a putting clinic here this week.
Yes, we did.
The greens at Pinehurst are a little faster than maybe what the members will have here at Pendleton Creek.
A little bit.
But how about just let's talk a little bit about putting on fast greens. People can be mentally intimidated right away, Dylan, if they're faster than maybe what they're used to playing. So what are some keys or what are some thoughts you would give people or advice if they were going to play a course like Pinehurst where the greens are running extremely fast?
Definitely. I think with putting, it's well known that your distance control is very, very important. Direction is also important, and I'll talk about that in a second, but especially with these quick greens and slippery situations where if you hit it a little bit too hard, if you're above the hole and you hit it too hard, you know, that thing could be flying 10 feet by the hole. So to really emphasize, you know, your putting stroke and keeping that good tempo throughout the putting stroke, knowing how far to bring that club back and how far to go forward, and not really getting too jumpy at it. A lot of times you see amateur players take that short backswing and kind of jump at the putt. But for long putts like that and leg putts and quick greens, it's real important to just have a nice smooth stroke and a symmetrical path. So.
Yeah, I like to think of you still want to hit every putt right in the center of the blade. You know, I've heard people say, well, I'm going to hit a downhill fast putt off the toe of my putter. Well, that ball may not start on line then, and you're not going to get the roll that you're consistently used to. And I agree with you. I think it's a languid type of motion. It's a slow, rhythmic type of motion with these faster greens. You have to be real creative with the speed, as we talked about being creative. You have to have different visualization because the ball is going to break more and things like that. So the other thing is if you're trying to hit a shorter putt, you take a shorter stroke. Like you said, Dylan, you don't pop at it. You have a nice long flowing stroke. Well, I'm going to have a very short flowing stroke. So it'll still have that same pace that all my other strokes would have, but just in a shorter version. And just try to be creative. Also, grip pressure, because people tend to get tense, right? Because this putt's dangerous, or it goes off the green. You might get that little bit of grip and pressure in your hands, and that takes away some of that softness and that feel that you need, especially on fast greens. You want to have that grip just as light as possible and feel every ounce of weight in that putter head that you can.
This may sound like a weird question, all right, but when do you determine I'm going to try to make this putt, or I just want to, you know, I lag a, you know, above the hole? But there are times where, right? I mean, you just want to, I'm playing defense
definitely,
here, right?
Yeah, I think sometimes whether you're putting for birdie or par or bogey possibly in situations like that, you see some guys get a little more aggressive when they know they can take a run at it for birdie. If you're in trouble and you got to make a par save here and you know, it's pretty quick, then you might want to take a little more passive approach on that. But yeah, that's what I would say. I would say you see a guys, if they have an opportunity for eagle or birdie, you say, you know what, I want to try and make this thing. I want to try and roll this thing there. But if you feel like, you know, you got a little downhill slider with a lot of movement, you might try to take a little more laid back approach to where you're just almost trying to baby that ball or guide that ball to the hole.
A little cozy up there.
I like that.
I like to try to make everyone. Like, I'm trying to make every putt, I guess, right? That's my thought process.
Well, that's why I asked the question. That's why I said it sounds like a weird question, like, because you want to make every putt, but...
Yeah, you might just try to make it with a different pace, right? So I may try to trickle it in the front edge versus trying to bang it off the back of the cup
or take some
break out of it.
We've all been there where you're above the hole, it's steep, and you're like, if this does not go in, I am, you know, gonzo, right?
Yeah. That's why you got to try to make that sucker.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, I guess I always just try to make it. If you're worried too much about the next shot, I don't think you make a confident stroke. So if I can make a confident stroke...
I'm thinking of number three at Lancaster. Trust me, there's no confidence stroke above the hole there.
No.
just tap it.
Just nudge it.
Hoping I have a two-footer.
With your back turned to the hole. Those are the tough ones. When you've got to play 8-10 feet of break and just get the speed right, that's a spot where you pick a spot on the green when you've got those big breakers.
Yep.
And imagine the cup is there and just try to roll it over the front edge of that cup. When you watch the tour players line up those putts a lot of time, they're looking for the straight putt. So if you have a big breaking putt, you want to find where you're going to get the last few feet is going to be straight, and you try to get that putt to drop down, big breaking putt, down that line into the hole with the least amount of speed it can have.
Or you're like Rory, and you putt it off the green.
And then chip it in.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have seen some impressive...
So I'm going to work on my chipping games.
We have seen some impressive lag putts, though, this week, because guys are not shooting, Dylan, for the middle of the greens. Or, I'm sorry, they're not hitting at all these flags at Pinehurst, because those can be the dangerous spots. So they're maybe having some longer putts than what they normally have this week.
Yeah, they're playing it safe. And, I mean, that's the game this week, right? You're out there. You're trying not to make that big mistake. You're trying not to... I mean... You saw guys like Scotty and some good players. Just one little mistake, you know. Even when I'm out here, if you shortside yourself one time in the bunker, or you have one bad lie where your ball is just buried in some of those long grass and bush and whatever plants they have out there, you know, it can really get you. And then who knows, you know, if you make a bogey or a double, it could lead into a bad next hole. So it's really a defensive style play this week out there.
Par has a big value.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real nice to hit the fairway, hit the center of the green, lag it up there, and tap it in. That's a great hole at the U.S. Open.
That's why I think a guy like Xander Schauffele, I know it's easy to say because he's just coming off of winning a major, but I still love his chances this week. He's tied for ninth at 1-under. Just hearing his interview this week, he talked about how he said he thinks that this type of format sets up well for him, because he goes, I don't feel like I have to check my ego. He goes, I'm not going to name names, but he goes, I think other golfers sometimes think like, well, I have to shoot at this pin or I have to putt for birdie. He goes, I'm fine with making pars. He goes, I'll aim and be 30 feet right of the pin if I know I can two putt from there. I can move on to the next hole.
And maybe you drop one. Right?
And he's thinking, right. And he has made a few here and there. It is a different mentality, Dylan, what they normally play on the PGA Tour every week, where they're literally thinking on every hole, how do I make a three on all
how
these par fours?
Right. Yep. Yep.
And like you said, if you get out of position, I mean, you're looking at double. I mean, it's so easy to make a double, a triple out there. It's silly. Being patient. They're plodding through the course this week, you know, trying to be patient.
The grind of this tournament, because when you do make the mistake, it's so much more difficult to get shots back on a course like this. There is only one par five on each side. So even those that I'm not saying those are easier holes, but like the opportunity to make if I double, don't worry, I can birdie two of the next three. Like, that's not there on this.
I just want to clarify, there's only one par five each side for the pros.
Oh, yeah.
So if you go and play, you know, like 16's a par five, it is the beefiest par four I've ever seen from the...
There's a couple over 500 yards.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's the other thing. This course is long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. It's fun to watch. I mean, the word you used is the best word, I think, grind.
Yeah.
And that's what it's meant to be. That's what they're setting this event up to be.
Speaking of events, Dylan, I know you got to go to get the member going, but wanted to give you an opportunity here. I just had my tennis team banquet in the Lockinger Cabin. It was beautiful. We had a great time, but I know what all the opportunities have here. Can have your event here. It doesn't have to even be golf wise.
Yeah. So we do a lot of golf events, obviously, here. Every Monday throughout this summer is filled with, and thanks to you guys for promoting that, but we've filled all our Monday events, and they've all been running so smooth. And me and Tammy DeFries is our banquet coordinator, and we've worked so well together the last few years. But yeah, so we have, you know, showers in there, baby showers, bridal showers, birthday parties. We have our private Long Acre Cabin that we've talked about on air here. A nice little private area to, you know, host 50, 60 people, or, you know, just showers, events like that. We have a beautiful, beautiful place here. And the pub is also open up to the public, and we're open all year long. So,
And now breakfast on the weekends.
Yep, breakfast on the weekends.
Oh, wait, is there a buffet today? That's right. Yes,
there is.
There is. Awesome.
But yeah, it's I mean, all throughout the year, you it's a happening place, and it's great. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, it's great to see this place flourish. Because I grew up at this club, so it's nice to see it take over and a nice change. So
real quick, it is Father's Day weekend.
Yes,
your
sir.
Late father Tim was an awesome man. I just want you to know I'm thinking of him.
I really think
of him every time I see you, man.
I really
you look just like
that.
Him.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Yeah, I'm thinking about Pops this weekend.
Yeah.
And my dad was a great guy, and he's the one who got me started at this club. And so, yeah, definitely thinking about him and all the other guys out there that have lost a father. Staying strong this weekend, and hopefully getting on the course and thinking about him, maybe tipping a cold one back, thinking about him.
Yeah.
So.
No, you'd be proud of what you're doing, Dylan. You're doing a great job. So thank you for everything you do for golf.
Appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much for having me on air, and gonna get started with the member.
Who's winning?
Who's winning this week?
For the U.S.
Not
Open.
The member.
I thought you might
the member.
Member.
Well, yeah, the
you want to? I don't know if you want to make that pick on air.
Yeah.
You might have some people coming in, but no. Who do you like?
I like some guy I haven't seen up there in a while in the winner circle. Tony Finau's hanging in.
Yeah.
He's hanging in there, and I just
cool.
love his attitude, and I think being a family guy, and this would be an ultimate Father's Day weekend for him.
Good call.
He's got a lot of kids.
It would be cool to see him pull something like that off.
That would be awesome.
Rory, I think he now that he's called off the divorce, he might grab a
his
little steam.
His mind might be in the right place.
He might grab a little steam going, and he's a father. So I think Finau and Rory are who I'm kind of
pulling for.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing them get back in the winner's circle.
All right.
Yeah.
I think both of those winners would be. Great stories.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Finau. I love that call. Finau. That'd be great.
Yeah, now I'm rooting for Finau.
Yes. Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me again.
For sure. Dylan Hayes, head golf professional here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. We got plenty more on the U.S. Open coming up, and we will talk a little bit about the Courage of Carly Live Like Luca event, 100 holes at Wanaka. Mark Carnevale from Pinehurst from PGA Tour Radio coming up in our second hour as we roll on here from Pendleton Creek Golf Club. We'll take a timeout, two-hour edition of Tee Green this week with Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Metis. I'm Brian Colziel. More coming up from Pendleton Creek on Tee Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake.
Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda is the spot for your golf tournament or special event in 2024. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. The golf course provides friendly conditions suitable for all players, along with private exclusivity on Mondays, and the Pendleton Creek staff could fit your needs to make it an event to remember. Email head golf professional Dylan Hayes at dylan@pendletoncreek.com. If you have a celebration you're ready to plan, the Pendleton Creek Pub, Patio, and Cabin offer unique one-of-a-kind settings that'll make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. Email catering coordinator Tammy DeFries at tammy@pendletoncreek.com. Pendleton Creek is here to make your golf tournament or special event the best it can be. For more information, be sure to check out pendletoncreek.com.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's no longer a secret that Lancaster Country Club is one of the best 18-hole layouts in Western New York. Challenging, fun, and always in great condition you expect from a private facility. What you may not know is Lancaster also boasts a par 3 course, completed renovations with a new grill room and banquet facility, and most important of all, a friendly, fun, and relaxing atmosphere. Members are ready to welcome you to the LCC family. Inquire today about membership opportunities by calling Mike Szabo at 716-684-3700 or visit lccny.com.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
If I can get everything going together, kind of like I did yesterday, I mean, I felt pretty solid with the putter. Plus, just probably didn't go in the way they could have. But if I get both those components driving, iron play, putting down, even chipping around the greens, I mean, yeah, you're going to play really good golf, obviously. And my focus is on the next shot at hand. I'm not really focused on the total strokes gained for the most part, just trying to execute the best shot I can every single time under the conditions, because it's going to get different. This golf course is not going to be the same come tomorrow and the next day. And I'm expecting that. And us competitors, players have to adjust to those conditions accordingly.
That is Bryson DeChambeau. He'll be in the final group today with Ludvig Åberg. He is at -4, one behind Åberg, who is at -5. As we welcome you back to Pendleton Creek Golf Club here, live two-hour edition of Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Big thanks to Dylan Hayes, head golf professional here from Pendleton Creek, for joining us last segment. Good information on Junior Golf Camp. It's open to the public, so reach out to Dylan here at the club if you want to get your son or daughter involved. And we talked a lot about putting on these greens. Bryson is a constant tinkerer, Kevin, of his game there. You can hear him talk about that. Even this week with his 5-iron, he shaved down some of the edges. People are wondering, like, how can they do that? I'm like, well, within the rules. He's never broken any rules, but yeah, he's constantly tinkering with his equipment.
It was approved prior to the PGA Championship. It just got approved. They put it's bulge and roll, like so his offline shots, much like a driver, right? It's a little more forgiving when he's just offline a little bit. It's kind of fascinating to look at it. It almost looks like a driving
iron
yeah, right? But it's like a 5-iron.
Now, he said something too, that it's because he creates so much speed, it works for him, where right, it wouldn't work for an average golfer.
Correct.
Because the way he swings and the speed he creates. He also has a name, like, you know, golf courses name their holes. He's named all his irons, and that's curved in there too, from what I understand.
I know this from, I'll just say, a source. I know this. He regretted, and it, I don't know if he still regrets, but he bulking up so much.
Yeah, he slimmed down.
Yeah. It hampered him. And it wasn't, he realized it was not good for him.
Well, as we were talking before, he seems to be, like, obviously he does things in a peculiar
way.
He's
still fit. I mean, yeah, he's still incredibly fit, but.
But he's surprisingly creative, too, for a guy that seems robotic with one-length clubs and everything else. And his short game is outstanding. So, you know, he putts in a different way. He chips and pitches in a different way. But he's still surprisingly very creative, and he does seem to play very well in majors.
Kevin, do you think he has made a conscious effort to try to change just his image overall, just in general? I mean, the viral video from the PGA where he tossed the ball to the kid as he was going from, you know, his ninth hole to the 10th, and then the guy, you know, stupidly jumps in front and grabs it. And then, even though he's still in the middle of his round, he goes and chases the guy down and said, give it back to the kid. I know that kind of, you know, drew some people in to say, hey, I like what he did there. Yesterday, I know he was on with Smiley Kaufman for a little while, and I don't know if he was advised to or if he just decided to, but I feel like he has done, at least publicly, a job here, at least within this calendar golf season, to really try to, I don't even know if change the image is right.
Brian, but people change, right?
Yes.
Especially when they mature. Like, you know, the Bryson DeChambeau we saw on the PGA Tour is still in his 20s. And I think he's 28, 29 now? So I'm just saying, like, he's matured, and I think he's has more perspective on things, going to live, losing his father. I think those things have just made him grow up. He needed to grow up.
And he's acknowledged he wants to entertain when he's out there too. I heard a quote from him saying, "Hey, I'm trying to entertain when I'm out there playing." And I think you're right. I think he's grown up. He used to. I remember there was a vote amongst the tour players. He was one of the least favorite to be paired with. I doubt that's the case anymore. He seems like he's a little more engaging out there, and he's engaging with the fans. And
he never looked like he. Every time I was assigned to his group and found him, he never looked like he enjoyed himself. Like he was enjoying playing, even when he's playing well, just never looked like he was having a good time.
He does now.
Right.
Yeah. And yes. It's hard to play well if you're not having fun. Even if it's you're in the pressure cooker of the U.S. Open, it's still, that's a fun experience.
I mean,
that's, you
know,
why you play.
Who knows the PGA? Like, he thought, man, this is cool. Like, yeah. We have fans here. This is
yeah.
cool.
He was fist. He yeah, was doing the hard point. Fist pumps, and he was getting the crowd going. And I think maybe, you know, I know players, you know, they are constantly in the public eye. They're constantly around crowds. So I understand why. It could feel routine after a while to acknowledge the fans, you know, tip the cap, all these sort of things. I think he was really enjoying those moments when he was in contention.
It seemed genuine.
Yes.
Right? It seemed genuine. And, you know, he would talk, let's go old Bryson, okay? When he wore the Ben Hogan-style cap, he felt like, he used to say, that's my cape. You know, I put that on to go out and play, and it's kind of like.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so you don't hear about that anymore. He's changed that look. And so, yeah, listen, when you are as prominent as he is and you're as wealthy as he is, you have a team around you that helps you. And I'm sure he's been advised by team members.
He's one of the few LIV players that seems to come over and play well in the majors lately and last year. I mean, obviously, Brooks, he made the cut. Yeah. But
he, because you know. Look, he changes his clubs to the course. Like what we were talking about last segment, right? Fit your game to the golf course, not the golf course to your game.
Right.
And Bryson this year has been excellent in majors. I mean, if you take away who won, I mean, he was sixth at the Masters, had a chance to win, second at the PGA, obviously. It took a Schauffele putt there at the end that trickled in. Otherwise, he was heading to a playoff. So he's had an excellent major season here. And you're right. A lot of LIV players are not playing well in the majors. Dustin Johnson has been a mess since
he's looks
been
like a tire fire out there and indifferent. Yeah.
Cam Smith has some good moments, then he seems to fall back. Koepka, we know, has handled the transition well. We know he played great last year in majors. Obviously won at Oak Hill. This year he's been a little up and down. Did make the cut, Koepka did on the number. But DeChambeau this year, by far, has been the best LIV player that has played in these events.
Yeah, and, you know, and I hate to say, I mean, I was really down. I mean, I didn't enjoy his antics for years and years, and now I'm actually enjoying watching him, and I could kind of root for him when I watch him out there today. Maybe not over Finau or some of the other guys or Oberg, but it'd be fun to watch him, and like I said, he's great. And I give a lot of lessons, and people come in and they want to mimic what he does. That's not mimicable. Like, even his equipment, you wouldn't, like, The one length thing. That's been tried since the 70s. Every 10 years, somebody comes out with a one length thing and tries it. It works for him. It's not going to work for everybody. And that's what makes him entertaining at this point, too, because he is so different. And now that he's engaging with people, he's really, 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 really made much more fun to watch
him play.
Part
of the beauty of the game. Like, there's not one way to do it.
Right. There's a million ways.
Yeah, yeah. So many different ways to shot shapes, different styles of equipment.
Yeah, look at all the shots, swings on the tour. Yeah, they're all over the map. Yeah.
For what it's worth, too, every time Bryson this year has spoken publicly about the LIV PGA Tour debate, and we might be getting some news this week, which, you know, maybe could be good news, but he has always, I felt like he has not taken the stance of we're right, they're wrong. Like, we've heard from some other LIV players, you know, I'll throw Mickelson right out there right away. Whereas, you know, the PGA Tour is screwing us and blah, blah, blah. Like, he has all this year, anytime I've heard him asked about it, he has done quite a bit of just saying, I hope we can come together. I think it's best for the game that we can play together as much as possible. Again, I'm not calling him innocent in this whole thing, but I think he's also, at least publicly too, in terms of what he said about it, he hasn't made it look like the PGA Tour is in the wrong and or anything like that. You know, hopefully this week, I know that there's some reports out there that maybe we're going to get some news maybe as early as Tuesday about the update with PIF and with the PGA Tour. So let's hope maybe that leads to us getting to see the best in the world play together a lot more than just four times a year.
Yeah, it is fun. You know, it'd be the elevated events or whatever it is to have the best players. And who knows if many of them are going to be coming from the, I mean, if it's just about the best players, I think a lot of players' games kind of went to LIV and atrophied, if that's a good word. Yeah, they
appropriate.
Yeah, you look at these guys and, like, you look at a Dustin Johnson and think, man, this guy was on top of the world, and now it feels like he's got, it's, there's not enough competition in his life to have him compete at events like this.
Listen, let's be honest, some of the pressure's off.
Oh, yeah.
You got a fortune.
And there's no, I don't consider that a competition because you're going to make a check no matter what in that event. You're
right,
not,
right.
Yeah, yeah, there's no cuts.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, there's no, it's just a, it's a tour around the world with parties. Yeah, and you play some golf.
Before we go to break, let's get a quick Scott, the quick thought on Scottie Scheffler. Number one in the world, obviously huge favorite coming in, makes the cut right on the number, +5. Yesterday struggled with a 74 after shooting a 71 on day one.
He'll still finish
top 10. Yeah, he still may finish top 10. I think that's a, it's by the way, Jeff Blank, part of our TD Green team, said he's -150 to finish in the top 20. So there, you know, the bettors are saying that he is going to move up in the standings, but he has just been a little off this week. And he mentioned yesterday something that we rarely hear a player admit to, was a little, was fatigue, Kevin. He
yes.
said the Memorial last week, he said, carrying into this week, he said, my prep in front of all these other majors, I don't normally play the week in front of it. And he said, the Memorial is a tough grind. It's almost like playing a mini U.S. Open before another U.S. Open. I know Jack Nicklaus on the record said he doesn't want to have the Memorial right in front of the U.S. Open. He says he doesn't think it's good for the players, nor his tournament. So maybe next year we'll see the calendar flip back, because the Canadian Open, I'm sure, maybe would like the flip as well. But nevertheless, Scheffler is going to play today, but he's got a lot of work to do here.
And you have a signature event next week, too.
Right. So that becomes three in a row.
It's three in a row. And you're allowed to skip one. And
but the Travelers probably is not happy either, because these players are playing the Memorial. Then you're playing the U.S. Open. It's grind, and then the biggest grind, and then you come in there, and you're like, oh, my God, I need a break here. And you're not going to get maybe some of the – you're not going to get the best out of these guys.
Well, let me just say this. They are playing golf and playing it for a ton of money. The traveling is fatigue. What Scheffler did that – I mean, mentally, I can understand the fatigue from, you know, what he went through to win the Memorial, new baby, everything that's gone on for the guy the past couple months, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
he hasn't
it's
had
all
a,
understandable,
yes.
right? It's all understandable.
It'd be tough to just focus. I mean, your physical game might be fine, your body might be working fine, but just to get up and focus and commit to every shot for that many weeks in a row, that many tournaments, and under this grind, like this is the ultimate grind. It's next week, it's like you take a deep breath and, you know, try to get through the week almost and can't wait to get a week off. And that's kind of where your mind starts to drift. And especially if you've been as successful as he has this year.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a timeout here. Tee to Green live at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. When we come back, we'll be joined by Simon Bennett. He's going to play 100 holes of golf for a great cause. We're going to give you the details. Second hour to lead off, Mark Carnevale from PGA Tour Live, PGA Tour Radio. He's live at Pinehurst. He's working the event, so we'll get his take. We get some upfront analysis from Pinehurst on the U.S. Open. Two-hour edition, Pendleton Creek. Don't forget, 8:30. We're going to draw the winner of our Michelob Ultra driver fitting giveaway. So Kevin will have the details coming up on that as we roll on here till 9 o'clock. Hope you're having a great start to your Saturday morning. Thanks for being with us here on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Hey, parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
Hey, I'm Matt Beauvais from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelynxgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
The 65th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club and will be once again a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held July 17th through the 20th. Spectators are welcome at the event and it is free to attend. For information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
My approach at the U.S. Opens over the last few years I've had some success by the sort of mindset that I've brought in, especially last year at LACC. And golf course is a little different to what it was last year, but still the same strategy, same mindset, you know, just trying to hit it into the middles of greens and, you know, giving yourself chances every single time, you know, taking your medicine if you do hit it into trouble. And my short game was good early on. I chipped in at 5, had a really good up and down on 6, another really good up and down on 8. But apart from that, I think I hit every other green and, you know, it was a really controlled round of golf.
That's Rory McIlroy. He goes into the weekend 2 off the lead, 3 under par. 65 opening round, very impressive, and then a 72 yesterday, 2 over, but in a great spot today. He'll be in the third last group.
Day for him, man.
Yeah,
it is a big day for him.
And Finau will be together, third last group. That's
gonna, a few folks following them.
That'll have the largest group on the course, right?
And I'll be watching that group. That's for sure. Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Who do you root for in that group?
Oh, just that they both shoot low scores,
right?
Just feed off each other. You know how that happens. Sometimes good players feed off each other, and they have a good day, get going.
You root for them to run it back tomorrow in the final round.
Yeah, you want to see Rory within touch, close to the lead next tomorrow. Yeah, yes. Him and Tony.
Yeah, Finau is also at -3. So the last three groups, Aubert and DeChambeau, are in the last group today. Then it's Cantlay and Dietrich, and then Rory and Tony Finau together.
So. You know, Patrick Cantlay, good for him. He's really struggled this year.
I was surprised to see him play well.
Yeah, he said he'd been working on something, and, you know, it's finally paying off.
It's not playing faster.
Hey, listen, maybe, and let's look at the, you know, a couple players here who've been very involved in these negotiations. Cantlay and McIlroy.
That's right. Yeah, Cantlay's and McIlroy are both playing very well.
So, Maybe some closure on that or whatever. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe they've learned something. Hey, if I play good, I make way more money. Yeah.
Well, that's been that way forever.
That's a good point.
You know, like it's not like they're playing not for pro shop credit, Jeff.
Yeah, good point.
All right, let's bring in here on the line Simon Bennett. He's going to be a part of the Courage of Carly Live Like Luca event, 100 holes at Wanaka. We want to say good morning to Simon Bennett. Hi, Simon. Good morning. Brian, Kevin, and Jeff with you.
Hi, fellas. How's it going? Thanks very much for having me on.
For sure. Tell us a little bit about this event coming up, 100 holes at Wanaka. How'd you get involved, and tell us what it's all about?
Well, we've been doing this now for 9 years. This is the ninth year for the 100 holes of golf. It started in 2016. Just three of us, myself, Max Davis, and Sean Lindstrom. We played golf all day, and we raised a little bit of money for Roswell Park. And then over the years, over the last 8-9 years, it's grown, and now we split the money between Courage of Carly, which is Roswell Park's pediatric program, which supports the kids going through treatment and their families, and then also Live Like Luca, which is a newer charity. Luca Kalani was the son of friends of mine, who tragically passed away in early 2020, and his parents, Bodge and Ashley, started a foundation called Live Like Luca. So in 2020, we added Live Like Luca to the to split the money that we raised from 100 holes. Live Like Luca also raises money for children to sort of help them through sports programs, sports camps, education programs, scholarships, that sort of thing when you know they might be otherwise struggling financially. So anyway, the event is now in its ninth year. We're closing in on a total of $1 million raised, which is pretty cool. Just all because we want to play golf all day and try to raise some money while doing so.
Let's get the important stuff here first, Simon. Then I have another question. But first, how can folks pitch in? How can they donate? Because we love doing that here in Western New York.
So the main thing is we've got a. A team fundraising page. It's hosted by Team Roswell, but all the money is split between the two foundations. Once the final total's in, so make sure that we've got the Team Roswell fundraising page to put on your site and to share. I'll make sure you've got that. That's really the main way. I think there's going to be a couple of parties in the run up. I believe. Jeremy White and Nate Geary are hosting a party at Fatty's, I believe, on Tuesday evening. That's certainly going to be fun in Fatty's downtown. We've got a party today in Hamburg called Porch Fest, hosted by Ryan and Melanie Stang. So that details of that certainly should be available. The main way really is on the fundraising site, as I say. We'll make sure that the link there is available, hopefully.
And do you walk all 100 holes? It's supposed to be a smoke show out there, isn't it?
It's super hot.
Yeah. Yeah. And how many caddies walk will you burn through in that?
It's I don't know, right? They really probably do the harder work. We're just walking and hitting a little ball with a golf club. We do try to walk every step of the way. It's about 35 miles. We're certainly not carrying our clubs. They'll either be on carts or we'll have caddies. So that really makes it a big, you know, the whole of Wanaka Country Club gets involved. We've got 28 players and we've got a bunch of relay teams. So there's probably going to be getting on for 50 people playing golf at some point. You can probably double that with the number of people who are helping out, caddying, making sure we're hydrated, bringing us food, all the organization for the evening event afterwards and stuff. So it really is a big undertaking by everybody at Wanaka Country Club.
Yeah, kudos to everybody at Wanaka. I know they host the event each and every year, and all the participants. It's grown quite a bit, obviously, from three people to what it is now. But, Simon, good luck with the event. Thanks for coming on, and we'll encourage people to continue to donate and fight the good cause for all the great charity work.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on, and, I'll see you soon, Kevin, I'm sure. But thanks, everybody.
Okay, right. Simon, thanks for coming on. I just want to add, Luca's father, Bodge, a friend of mine, and my mother grew up with his father and know him from Fredonia. And it's kind of a nice touch. I played an event there last fall, like kind of a two-day thing, and I got to use Bodge's locker. And in there, He had the logo for the foundation, Live Like Luca Foundation, in a hat. It says, Kevin, I hope you'll wear this proudly and have Luca along with you for the tournament. I was really touched by that. And Luca passed away from the flu. You know, as a young boy, like just
one of those anomalous things.
Right, that, yeah, just kind of a freak thing, right? So they've turned a tragedy into a legacy for him, much like Carly's family has done with Carly's Club of Courage. So just, you know, that's what we do here in Western New York. We turn things around and do good with it.
And that's what golf does. You know,
every golf event,
yeah, that's, you know, you don't have an event without some kind of fundraiser around it.
And speaking of that here, before we go to break, our 8th annual Duster Challenge, Friday, July 19th. So we're just a little over a month away with proceeds benefiting PGA Hope and PGA Reach here in Western New York. Our putting cut, I just... 41 seconds ago. There it is. Tweeted out the link. You can find it at BrianWGR. Get in and sign up. There's a couple different ways you can sign up and register, but we're excited. Peter Gourmet is going to be providing our dinner this year.
Yeah, we were thankful for Moe's for the last few years, but this year Peter Gourmet stepped up, so we're going to have some great food, and anybody that's been there, it is just the most fun evening, and we raise money for a good cause, and we're thankful to Peter Gourmet for stepping up and volunteering to offer the food for everybody.
Yep, so again, at BrianWGR, my last tweet right there, you can get the link. Sign up and support another great cause. And yeah, you guys are both right. I mean, look at all the good golf does. It gives us a ton of fun, a ton of joy.
Well, every Monday at every golf club, what's going on? There's an outside event, and they're raising money for some charity. And that's part of what makes golf great.
I agree.
A small part of it.
And they're doing it down in Pinehurst, too, all the local events. So when the PGA Tour comes for their weekly event, they do it in the town and, you know, surrounding areas there. Speaking of Pinehurst, we're going to go there next when we return here as we step aside. Hour number two, don't go anywhere. Tee to Green with you till 9 a.m. this morning. Mark Carnevale from PGA Tour Live, PGA Tour Radio, going to join us next live from Pinehurst as we get more on the U.S. Open. Hour two, Tee to Green from Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Thanks for being with us. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas coming back after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours. Well, you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday-only golf memberships, youth golf membership. So many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels, enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Train brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a train. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility.
The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
Hey, I'm I'm Matt Beauvais from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology. And if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelinksgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
The 65th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club and will be once again a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held July 17th through the 20th. Spectators are welcome at the event and it is free to attend. For information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
My approach at the U.S. Opens over the last few years I've had some success by the sort of mindset that I've brought in, especially last year at LACC. And golf course is a little different to what it was last year, but still the same strategy, same mindset, you know, just trying to hit it into the middles of greens and, you know, giving yourself chances every single time, you know, taking your medicine if you do hit it into trouble. And my short game was good early on. I chipped in at 5, had a really good up and down on 6, another really good up and down on 8. But apart from that, I think I hit every other green and, you know, it was a really controlled round of golf.
That's Rory McIlroy. He goes into the weekend 2 off the lead, 3 under par. 65 opening round, very impressive, and then a 72 yesterday, 2 over, but in a great spot today. He'll be in the third last group.
It's a big day for him, man.
Yeah,
it is a big day for him.
And Finau will be together, third last group. That's
gonna, a few folks following them.
That'll have the largest group on the course, right?
And I'll be watching that group, that's for sure. Yeah.
Outstanding. Yeah.
Who do you root for in that group?
Oh, just that they both shoot low scores,
right?
Just feed off each other. You know how that happens. Sometimes good players feed off each other, and they have a good day, get going.
You root for them to run it back tomorrow in the final round.
Yeah, you want to see Rory within touch, close to the lead next tomorrow. Yeah, him and Tony.
Yeah, Finau is also at -3. So the last three groups, Aubert and DeChambeau, are in the last group today. Then it's Cantlay and Dietrich, and then Rory and Tony Finau together.
So. You know, Patrick Cantlay, good for him. He's really struggled this year.
I was surprised to see him play well.
Yeah, he said he'd been working on something, and, you know, it's finally paying off.
It's not playing faster.
Hey, listen, maybe, and let's look at the, you know, a couple players here who have been very involved in these negotiations. Cantlay and McIlroy.
That's right. Yeah, Cantlay's and McIlroy are both playing very well.
So, Maybe some closure on that or whatever. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe they learned something. Hey, if I play good, I make way more money. Yeah.
Well, that's been that way forever.
That's a good point.
You know, like it's not like they're playing not for pro shop credit, Jeff.
Yeah, good point.
All right, let's bring in here on the line Simon Bennett. He's going to be a part of the Courage of Carly Live Like Luca event, 100 holes at Wanaka. We want to say good morning to Simon Bennett. Hi, Simon. Good morning. Brian, Kevin, and Jeff with you.
Hi, fellas. How's it going? Thanks very much for having me on.
For sure. Tell us a little bit about this event coming up, 100 holes at Wanaka. How'd you get involved, and tell us what it's all about?
Well, we've been doing this now for 9 years. This is the ninth year for the 100 holes of golf. It started in 2016. Just three of us, myself, Max Davis, and Sean Lindstrom. We played golf all day, and we raised a little bit of money for Roswell Park. And then over the years, over the last 8-9 years, it's grown, and now we split the money between Courage of Carly, which is Roswell Park's pediatric program, which supports the kids going through treatment and their families, and then also Live Like Luca, which is a newer charity. Luca Kalani was the son of friends of mine. Who tragically passed away in early 2020, and his parents, Bodge and Ashley, started a foundation called Live Like Luca. So in 2020, we added Live Like Luca to the to split the money that we raised from the 100 holes. Live Like Luca also raises money for children to sort of help them through sports programs, sports camps, education programs, scholarships, that sort of thing when they might be otherwise struggling financially. So anyway, the event is now in its ninth year. We're closing in on a total of $1 million raised, which is pretty cool. Just all because we want to play golf all day and try to raise some money while doing so.
Let's get the important stuff here first, Simon. Then I have another question. But first, how can folks pitch in? How can they donate? Because we love doing that here in Western New York.
So the main thing is we've got a. A team fundraising page. It's hosted by Team Roswell, but all the money is split between the two foundations. Once the final total's in, so make sure that we've got the Team Roswell fundraising page to put on your site and to share. I'll make sure you've got that. That's really the main way. I think there's going to be a couple of parties in the run up. I believe. Jeremy White and Nate Geary are hosting a party at Fatty's, I believe, on Tuesday evening. That's certainly going to be fun in Fatty's downtown. We've got a party today in Hamburg called Porch Fest, hosted by Ryan and Melanie Stang. So that details of that certainly should be available. The main way really is on the fundraising site, as I say. We'll make sure that the link there is available, hopefully.
And do you walk all 100 holes? It's supposed to be a smoke show out there, isn't it?
It's
super hot.
Yeah.
And how many caddies will you burn through in that?
It's I don't know, right? They really probably do the harder work. We're just walking and hitting a little ball with a golf club. We do try to walk every step of the way. It's about 35 miles. We're certainly not carrying our clubs. They'll either be on carts or we'll have caddies. So that really makes it a big. You know, the whole of Wanaka Country Club gets involved. We've got 28 players and we've got a bunch of relay teams. So there's probably going to be getting on for 50 people playing golf at some point. You can probably double that with the number of people who are helping out, caddying, making sure we're hydrated, bringing us food, all the organization for the evening event afterwards and stuff. So it really is a big undertaking by everybody at Wanaka Country Club.
Yeah, kudos to everybody at Wanaka. I know they host the event each and every year, and all the participants. It's grown quite a bit, obviously, from three people to what it is now. But, Simon, good luck with the event. Thanks for coming on, and we'll encourage people to continue to donate and fight the good cause for all the great charity work.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on, and I'll see you soon, Kevin, I'm sure. But thanks, everybody.
Okay, right. Simon, thanks for coming on. I just want to add, Luca's father, Bodge, a friend of mine, and my mother grew up with his father and know him from Fredonia. And it's kind of a nice touch. I played an event there last fall, like kind of a two-day thing, and I got to use Bodge's locker. And in there, He had the logo for the foundation, Live Like Luca Foundation, in a hat. It says, Kevin, I hope you'll wear this proudly and have Luca along with you for the tournament. I was really touched by that. And Luca passed away from the flu. You know, as a young boy, like just
one of those anomalous things.
Right, that, yeah, just yeah. kind of a freak thing, right? So they've turned a tragedy into a legacy for him, much like Carly's family has yep. done with Carly's Club of Courage. So just, you know, that's what we do here in Western New York. We turn things around and do good with it.
And that's what golf does. You know, every
Absolutely,
golf event,
right?
Yeah, that's, you know, you don't have an event without some kind of fundraiser around it.
And speaking of that here, before we go to break, our 8th annual Duster Challenge, Friday, July 19th. So we're just a little over a month away with proceeds benefiting PGA Hope and PGA Reach here in Western New York. Our putting contest, I just, 41 seconds ago, there it is, tweeted out the link. You can find it at BrianWGR. Get in and sign up. There's a couple different ways you can sign up and register, but we're excited. Peter Gourmet is going to be providing yeah. our dinner this year.
Yeah, we were thankful for Moe's for the last few years, but this year Peter Gourmet stepped up, so we're going to have some great food. And anybody that's been there, it is just the most fun evening, and we raise money for a good cause, and we're thankful to Peter Gourmet for stepping up and volunteering to offer the food for everybody.
Yep, so again, at BrianWGR, my last tweet right there, you can get the link. Sign up and support another great cause. And, yeah, you guys are both right. I mean, look at all the good golf does. It gives us a ton yeah. of fun, a ton of joy.
Well, every Monday at every golf club, what's going on? There's an outside event, and they're raising money for some charity. And yeah. that's part of what makes golf great.
I agree.
A small part of it.
And they're doing it down in Pinehurst, too, all the local events. So when the PGA Tour comes for their weekly event, they do it in the town and, you know, surrounding areas there. Speaking of Pinehurst, we're going to go there next when we return here as we step aside. Hour number two, don't go anywhere. Tee to Green with you till 9 a.m. this morning. Mark Carnevale from PGA Tour Live, PGA Tour Radio, going to join us next live from Pinehurst as we get more on the U.S. Open. Hour two, Tee to Green from Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Thanks for being with us. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas coming back after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours, where you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday-only golf memberships, youth golf membership, so many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility.
The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.